Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Eric.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Another great week for It's The Real. What did we get into this week?
We did a video series for Elle Magazine.
Yeah, shout out to Erica Ramirez, our friend who used to be over at Billboard Magazine. She has her own magazine called ILY. She is producing a new series for Elle, and what's it about?
She wants to talk to rappers about love advice.
Right, so the rappers come on, and they are the doctors.
Right.
Who prescribe some sort of advice to lovelorn people.
Yeah, like fools.
Yeah, so A$AP Ferg, French Montana, different rappers including us.
Yeah, even though somebody was like, wait, you guys aren't rappers.
Oh, listen, we are rappers, and we came on there and gave some great rap advice. So the way it worked was we had one girl come on, and we gave her advice about a guy who was texting too much.
Yeah.
And that's the video that's up this week. And there's two other episodes, and they got progressively
weirder.
Stranger.
Yeah. Like, there was one girl who was like, hey, this guy is texting me from a California number that I don't recognize.
We got a lot of text, you know, yeah. Problems.
But then the third one was a real-life couple.
A real-life couple who had real-life problems, and the way
It started off where they were like, hey, like, our problem is that he's a barber, and he, like, shaved off my eyebrow. Like,
don't go back to him to get a haircut.
Well,
right?
Yeah, like, so she comes in, and she's like, oh, yeah, so, like, you know, me and him, this is, like, our issue.
Now, by the way, we don't want to give away the full...
But let's just say they have some real problems.
But what happened about 6-7 hours after we finished filming this episode?
They emailed us and said, thank you for your therapy.
She was like, you guys gave some honest critiques that have helped my relationship with this guy.
I mean, they basically almost broke up in front of us. But the fact is that they had some great makeup sex after.
An email to tell us about that. So yeah. Shout out to us for this great rap therapy. And go on Elle's YouTube page and check that out. In addition, we went out the other night to a bar at the top of the Dream Hotel in Midtown to meet up with some friends. And what happened there?
So we're sitting in this bar, and we're having a good time. We're probably there for, I don't know, 2 hours at this point.
Right. There's a DJ, there's food, there's drinks, obviously. And the DJ is playing some songs that, you know, are popular now and everyone knows and is fucking with, and it's fine.
Yeah. Like a normal bar.
Normal DJ set, everything was cool.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, they start playing...
It was whatever 50 Cent song it is, but it's... Wanna get rich, I'll show you how. Wanna get rich, I'll show you how. Wanna get rich, I'll show you how. It's that one line for 10 minutes. Wanna get rich, I'll show you how. Wanna get rich, I'll show you how. Wanna get rich, I'll show you how. And every time
like
you
this.
Think it's gonna end, it doesn't end. Wanna get rich, I'll show you how. Wanna get rich, I'll show you how. Wanna get rich, I'll show you
Now, the greatest was all of us trying to figure out whether this was like...
A bit.
A bit.
A troll.
Some sort of, like, whether there was, like, a problem with his, like, Serato, whether the computer just freaked out, and it got it perfectly right.
Wanna get rich or show you how.
And even
Wanna
better than
Wanna get rich
that,
or show you how.
Is that, like, every time you thought it was gonna stop,
it just kept going.
It didn't. Now.
Wanna get rich or show you how. Wanna get rich or show you
this
how.
This is, like, a Friday night, right?
Friday night.
So... All these people, I don't know if anyone else like thought it was like weird or noticed it or anything.
I don't know. So about 7 minutes into it, I start Snapchatting.
Yeah.
And I should have really Periscoped because like just to give the full experience.
You really should have.
Wanna get rich or show you how. It was the funniest thing.
And we never approached the DJ, never like
no,
saw
it's,
him.
It's a 10 minute
I don't
like,
know.
Moment
Do you,
in my life.
Is it possible that the DJ did this?
Died?
Well, that or like went to the bathroom and was like, oh, you know what? Let me let this rock.
Wanna get rich or show you how. Wanna get rich or show you how. Wanna get rich or show you how.
All right.
Wanna get rich or show you how.
Today on the podcast, we have Moosh and Twist. They're Philly rappers. They're best friends from really like from day one. They're not just like those, you know, oh yeah, that's like my guy and like.
Yeah, it's my brother. Yeah.
No, this is for real. These guys grew up together. Their debut album comes out on Friday, August 5th on E1 Records. It's called Growing Pains, so go pre-order that. They have a really great story that they tell. But before we get into this podcast, Jeff, tell the people where they should really be experiencing a waste of time with It's the Real.
You can go to fullscreen.com/It's the Real.
Why? Why would people do that?
You can get our episodes a week early. Also, you can see a Full Screen exclusive episode, which is with Tunji Ige and Michael Christmas.
Wait. You can only see that on fullscreen.com.
When I say exclusive, I mean it is a Full Screen exclusive.
You can't go on SoundCloud and listen to it?
No, you cannot. It is a Full Screen exclusive.
Wait. You can't go on iTunes and listen to that Michael Christmas and Tunji Ige episode?
No, it is a Full Screen exclusive.
So where can I...
Exclusive.
Wait, if I want to watch and listen to that episode, where should I go?
Damn, son, where'd you find this? Full Screen.
Go to fullscreen.com/It's the Real. The greatest thing is that you can watch a bunch of episodes that we filmed with Angie Martinez Miss Info, Charlemagne the God,
DJ Drama,
Lenny S, Director X, Joey Fats. You can watch the one we put up yesterday with Dreezy, the Chicago rapper, and you could do it for the first month free. It's awesome. There's a lot of content on there. I was telling my good friend Nate on the phone the other day that it's like a younger, hipper Netflix. You can watch television series like Chappelle's Show. You can watch movies on there, and you can watch other podcasts like A Waste of Time with It's the Real. So Jeff, without further ado, when do you want to get into this episode?
Want to get rich? I'll show you now.
Yo, what up? It's Eric, aka You Don't Want None, aka Stunting Is a Habit.
Yo, what up? It's Jeff, aka Killer Instinct, aka Dipset Mindset.
Yo, what's up? It's Moosh and Twist. We don't have no AKAs like these cool dudes, so. Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's a waste of time with It's the Real. Bow. What's happening, guys?
We've been waiting a long time to hear that in person, so that was cool.
That caught me off guard. That was kind of, I was a fan.
So you guys walked in and really didn't know that we were A, brothers, yep. B, related. Like, you didn't know what the deal was.
All of that.
I thought this was the only thing that connected you guys. I didn't know anything.
Just the only thing that we connect on is the podcast. That's
yes.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
I come over and I sit down. And I'm just like, so what's happening today?
Yeah.
Wait, how are you guys related?
Yeah. We're brothers.
Yeah, we're brothers.
We're actual brothers.
We don't have the same last name, but we will consider ourselves. Nothing puts us closer than blood, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, honestly, guys, and I don't want, like, you know, you guys are here to promote your new project. I don't want to break you guys up just yet.
Yeah.
But how did you figure out, you know, which way the name was going to go?
Who's
first?
Yeah.
Instead of, like, Twisted Moosh.
It was really natural. Like, I can't imagine it any other way.
That's a really political answer. Yeah.
Same with you guys, though, Jeff and Eric, right?
Yeah, well, our mother and father decided, like, you know, yeah. Who is Jeff and who is Eric. But I think, like... We're just, it's the real. We're hey, it's Jeff and Eric. It's like, you know, we're Eric
damn,
and Jeff.
I don't know how we decided. Honestly, when we did it, it wasn't even a second thought.
It was kind of like, it kind of just rolled like, it was OCD Moosh and Twist before, and kind of just like, OCD Twist and Moosh.
Yeah, that was kind of terrible.
Never, I don't know. It just happened. Never second guessed it.
So we live here. This is our apartment, right?
Yep.
We received these things in the mail. It wasn't to Eric and Jeff or Jeff and Eric. It was just to our apartment, right, from Chipotle. And do you remember when, like, the Chipotle thing happened where it was just like, hey, people are getting real sick.
Salmonella.
Like,
E. coli.
Yeah, just a bad situation. We got two things in the mail that said, come to Chipotle again and we will give you free this or that or the other thing. I promise you, we have not been to Chipotle. Neither one of us has been to Chipotle since people have gotten sick.
Yeah. No way.
And now they're offering us free stuff.
Yeah, are you considering it?
I'm sort of on the fence. I don't know, like, what to do.
I think, was it free or was it like a coupon for a free burrito?
No. Yeah, it's a coupon for a free burrito or something, right?
No, if you buy a burrito, they give you a free something else.
Yeah. They're giving those out.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's, like, enough to, like, bring me back.
Hell no.
I promise you, I've not.
I've had salmonella twice. It is not worth it.
This is not a guarantee that every time you will go to Chipotle, you will get salmonella. Right. It's just...
Yeah, you'll just get a free burrito, which contains what?
I don't know. But
yeah,
don't get the tomatoes or don't get the chicken or something.
Just
I don't know.
Right. I'd like lettuce only, please.
We eat Chipotle. Listen, nothing can keep us away from
please
Chipotle.
Please go really? Back.
Yeah, yeah.
Please go. It's time. I've never got sick from Chipotle.
Sponsored by Chipotle?
I would like to be.
I think DJ Carnage is. That's
I would like to be.
But
I would like to be.
Is that what, like, the C in OCD means?
Yeah, that's what it means. Y'all just found that out.
Should we tell them what it actually means?
What does it mean?
Okay, so
right, go ahead.
Whatever. We were in eighth grade trying to come up with our rap name and shit. And a lot of groups in Philly at the time had like initials, you know, that stood for whatever. My name is Oliver.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There was this other chick named Shania, and then his name is DeQuincy. So yeah. It was Oliver Shania DeQuincy, OCD.
Yeah.
And then like after a week or two rapping, she left the group or whatever. Didn't leave, but whatever.
A
went
week
separate
or two?
Ways. Yeah.
It was short-lived, man.
And then we were just like, we were obsessed
with
music.
Grade, so we got to just like rapping 1 week, not rapping the next.
And we got to keep the name?
Yeah, we had a MySpace. It was OCD. We couldn't change it.
So when people say they have an OCD problem,
they got a problem with us.
They got a problem with us. It's a serious problem. Beats
in these streets.
You kept the MySpace.
Yep.
For a while.
But you got rid of Shania.
Do you still have the name? Like, do you still have the MySpace account?
Nah. I deleted that shit a while ago. It has crazy ass photos. Yeah.
I was looking crazy. We were just talking about it the other day. His mom used to take our photos.
Yeah.
She was a professional. Like,
No.
She had
she's
a
just
camera.
My mom.
No,
she's just a mom.
She was a professional mom.
And we used to like go in alleyways in Philly and like thought like under cool bridges and stuff. And she liked like a little digital camera that like moms have.
Yeah, like a Canon, typical mom stuff.
The silver one.
And then you hook it up with the USB. It takes forever to the computer. Put it right on MySpace.
Yo.
No edit, no nothing.
We were on it. Like, we would have photo shoots and upload new, because we had to give them content, you know?
Yeah. We had to feed the beast at 14 years old.
Let's go back to the way that you're both from Philly?
Yeah.
Both from Philly.
We're both from Philly.
Yeah.
How early did you guys meet?
We were 6 years old in first grade.
Six.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So we're really brothers, I told y'all.
Yeah.
We come from different neighborhoods, though. He's from West Philly. It's this neighborhood called The Bottom.
Yeah.
It's near the
Bad
zoo.
Neighborhood.
Yeah.
39th Street.
I mean, it sounds great.
The Bottom.
Call it The Bottom.
The Bottom.
Yeah.
what it's called.
And then I was from more of the city, a better neighborhood. So we met in school in first grade. It was this little, small, independent school called the Philadelphia School. Whenever we go places,
crazy,
people
man.
Are like, oh, no, but what's it called? We're like, no, it's
the Philadelphia
school.
Yeah.
TPS for short.
Yeah.
So we were with the whole initial
TPS,
thing early.
OCD.
Yeah, yep, exactly.
PNB Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And then from there, we just became best friends playing basketball and like normal ass little kid shit. And then we started making music in middle school. And then
in middle school.
Yeah. Like
middle school.
Yeah.
Like,
seventh, eighth
same
grade.
Same school.
So
Philadelphia school.
That school was kindergarten through eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Philadelphia school.
Yep.
We met in first grade. I was there since kindergarten.
Yeah,
he came in first grade.
Yeah.
Oh, you were late.
I was late to the party.
Late. I had to get some things established first.
Oh, sure.
Then
I
brought
gotcha.
My brother in.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So you guys are just hanging out, and then like, how does music sort of enter your life in 6th, 7th, 8th grade? Are you guys like in band?
Well, so Moosh grew up in the church playing drums.
Yeah.
His older cousin, Daryl, played drums for Pharrell with NERD forever.
Whoa.
Oh, so crazy. He's like...
So, like, at a young age, I can remember, like, we used to, like, go on, not on tour with them, but, like, this one show, we were at Rutgers. They're at Rutgers University in Jersey.
Yep.
And, like, we're at the Pharrell show. Pharrell had, like, two drummers, like, a big 18-wheeler and shit, and it was just, like, the craziest thing ever. Like, being on stage with Pharrell at 14. So
yeah.
After that, it was kind of just like, yo, we need this.
Yeah.
Some kind of form fashion of this.
Yeah.
So.
And then, really, when we were in school, our school definitely pushed, like, you know, Do whatever you want to do. Like, be creative. They were cool with that. Like, so we were in English class. We were learning about Shakespeare. And we kind of, like, were pretty good at the whole, like, iambic pentameter thing. And, like, sonnets. And, like, it was, like, a verse to us. And then we started just, like, I mean, we're from Philly. So everybody was rapping. And music is just in our blood.
This was, like, big in a battle rap time, too.
Yeah.
Remember,
and then
like, the old
we thought
Smack
it,
DVDs and stuff?
Yeah.
I remember
sure.
that shit.
Yeah.
So we thought it was cool. And we downloaded a beat off LimeWire. We downloaded.
Wait, what were the search terms?
Well,
anything that didn't have a Bill Clinton snippet in it.
I did not have sexual relations
with that woman.
Yeah, but the first beat we rapped over was "Rich Boy Throw Some D's."
Yeah,
okay.
Yes. And we were talking about our shoes. We're talking about Vans because I think it was like Christmas break. We both came back and we both had the slip-on checkered Vans.
Yeah,
we thought we were the coolest dudes ever.
Well, by the way, if you still have those today, you are the coolest dudes ever because those are back.
I know they are back.
Yeah. I don't have mine.
I don't have mine.
No.
You're probably not also the same shoe size as back then.
Unfortunately,
so.
I am the same shoe size.
No.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, you had a mustache and beard in, like, honestly, eighth grade.
I know. I just been filling it in the past few years. Now it's the perfect beard.
In ninth grade, New York State offered teachers a big buyout plan. So my English teacher was like, I'm going to take that and get the fuck out of here at the beginning of the year. So my whole freshman year, just he didn't give a fuck, right?
Oh.
So when it came time to, you know, learn, like, Romeo and Juliet,
yeah.
he was like, all right, let's take a class field trip. And we're like, all right, cool, anything to get out of class. And he's like, but my field trip is going to be to the mall that just opened up. And
yeah, because he wanted to check it out.
Yeah, he wanted to check it out. Yeah, it was like, oh, the mall has carpeted floors? Well, cool. And and he was like, I like Indian food. And everybody wants to, like, you know, join me, you can. And so we were like, I don't like Indian food, but I'll go to the mall and get out of school. Sure.
Talk about like other options at the mall.
Right. But it was like, it was like,
that's how you get salmonella.
That is, yeah.
Exactly. No, thank
like,
you.
But like, you guys took Shakespeare and learned from it. Right. I was like, oh, I'll go with my teacher to the mall.
But
and
you're
like,
doing
hang
pretty
out.
Well for yourself.
Yeah, you're good.
Doing okay.
Yeah,
know?
But Eric sucks at iambic pentameter. So.
Yeah, it was just, it was crazy. And then we were in a play called, it was Taming of the Shrew.
Yes.
So there was a part of the year where it was like 3 weeks, and it was basically how college and high school have like electives. It was this thing called mini courses, and we were assigned to a play, and we were in the same scene together. And of course, like, we didn't memorize our lines, so we had to improvise. And then that was, like, so hip-hop of us. And we were like, man, we just freestyled on the spot. People were laughing. It was cool, you know?
You guys improved on Shakespeare.
Yes. And listen, and during the play, you know how, like, during, like, change of scenes, there's, like, music? Mm-hmm. We were the band. We were the backing band, too.
So you were playing
So
drums.
We would do our scene. Then, in between, play music. I was behind the curtain, like a little sheet hanging from the school.
Like Wizard of Oz and shit.
Yeah. Little sheet. You hear all the noise in the back.
Yeah.
Kids running in and shit. But he was playing piano. I was playing drums.
Yeah.
And we were playing like Dr. Dre beats.
Like the only piano we knew, like, I remember we learned like the games, how we do it. It was like, And then he would drum and like.
We're playing these beats. At a little private school in Philadelphia.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Were people fucking with it?
Yeah, it was fucking with it. Yeah.
As far as you knew, behind the curtain, yes, they were fucked.
By the way, that's like when I was in marching band in high school, and the drum section would always play Big Pimpin'.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like during like the Veterans Day parade. And so like all these old Italians are like listening to like
right.
Yeah.
Rocking out there.
Yeah.
Crazy. That's how you get
it's an appropriate venue, I think.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Salute to all the veterans.
Yeah. Yes.
Shout out.
Actually anyone who was on a boat.
Yeah.
So you guys are doing plays.
Yep.
And like, what other extracurricular activities are you doing in high school? Or are you just, like, going home and, like, writing raps and...
No, they don't even need to write raps. They're freestyling.
Right. Yeah, you guys freestyle all the time.
Yeah, we just started writing a few weeks ago.
Wait, were there any other competing rap groups in your school?
Hell no.
It was I wish there were.
Nah, it was not but, like that.
Wait, what did Shania Nathaniel. Do after she left you guys?
She's still involved with music. She doesn't make music, but she works for a blog that she's involved with and writes. But it wasn't like she left the group. It was just more like we were 14.
That's not what Shania told me.
Like me and Moosh would hang out all the time, and then you know every once in a while she would come through. But it was just like she wanted.
And
to
it
do
was just
thing.
Like even
your mom's like, listen,
we were like
there's
13,
no room for a third member.
You feel what I'm saying?
Photograph.
At 13, we would like have sleepovers and just like we played sports. On this, like we spent more time together.
Yeah.
And she was kind of just like left out.
Yeah.
Wait, so, were you guys playing like sports like school?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Our eighth grade year. We won, like, whatever little district we were in and in the championship tournament.
The Philadelphia district?
Nah, it was, like, some small private school
like,
shit.
But
polo.
Yes.
Listen, and we always go back to this. It's super funny, but it's this kid named Alex Hughes, right?
Oh, yeah. Shout out Alex Hughes.
No, not shout out Alex Hughes. Alex Hughes is the only reason that we didn't go undefeated.
Wait, what? What
Alex do?
First of all, what sport are we talking
basketball,
about?
Basketball. I'm sorry.
So what happened?
I just got carried away.
What did Alex do or not do?
It was in the regular season. I think it was like 15 games in the regular season.
Yep.
It honestly was two away from the last game. We were undefeated. Our team was nice. Like,
nice. Mm-hmm. He got hurt that year.
Yeah, he got hurt. So it was like a minute left. He went up for a finger roll, and he missed it. But it was like he should have made it. Like, he's this tall kid. He should have made it.
What?
And we didn't go undefeated. We won the championship that year, so it's all good. But.
Hold on.
Yeah. First of all, happy ending. Second of all, blame the cripple.
How did he get hurt?
He
hamstring or something.
It was something. It was something not
that you
basketball
can't bounce
related.
Back.
Yeah.
But it was something not basketball related.
We were kids though, so you heal quick. Like 14-year-olds can heal.
I don't know. People always hold on to like traumas for a very long time. Maybe
you guys
was,
go out on your press run and shit on your friend who got hurt.
This
in the
is 10
game.
Years ago, and it's still we would perfect season, but it's not.
Wait, we still won the name of your project Fuck Alex Hughes?
No, it's all love. It's all love.
Shout out Alex.
That's our man. But
when's the last time you saw him?
Like
stumbling around.
He goes to.
I saw his sister.
Yeah. So him and his sister, I don't know if they go there anymore, but he went to Tisch for acting.
Oh, cool.
Or whatever the acting school at NYU was. Mm-hmm. And he's been involved in plays and so back to the plays.
Yeah.
But for real, like he's a performer too. We haven't seen him.
Just
in a little
couldn't
bit.
Perform that one night at
I can think of one play one play that he
Sorry,
fucked up.
Alex.
Yeah.
Sorry, Alex.
But his
starring.
His dad too, Mark Hughes, he worked for the mayor in Philly for a while doing he was involved in making the city more like green friendly.
Okay.
So he hooked us up
with mayor, John Street?
Michael Nutter. Oh, wait. Michael Nutter's the mayor or
it was
city council?
It was John Street at the time.
And then Nutter, and now it's not Nutter anymore. But Mark hooked us up with an interview with Mayor Nutter, so all love to the Hughes family. Oh, yeah. For real.
Sorry guys. I just got carried away. Sorry.
So you guys are. So when do you guys like feel you're really like doing something that you're proud of that people are like really messing with?
Probably when we were, whatever, you know, we're putting our songs on MySpace and Facebook Player, and people hit us up from other cities, like, you know, and it was cool. But then when we put out this video called City Kids, Rex Arrow shot it. We were 17 in senior year. Yep. We shot City Kids in November, put it out a couple days before Christmas. Everyone was on vacation. That shit got like 60,000 views in a day.
Yeah.
And we were just like, at that time, it was like ridiculously crazy.
We felt like
crazy.
We just didn't want a Grammy, you know? In high school, everybody's like, yo, this shit is crazy. Yeah, and it was the best time.
So
you come back from like Christmas vacation just like
change people.
Yeah.
Poppy. Did you guys walk in with like sunglasses on?
Yes.
Cigarettes in mouths.
We were real humble, but
stunting.
People were showing us love, so it was cool. And then we started doing shows at the end of senior year in different cities. Like, so we would do a show in Connecticut, Toad's Place, and we would come back the next morning and like go to math at 10
a.m. was the best. Like touring while in high school.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Like literally like leaving school, even if it's 20 minutes early, just to say you left early.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, do a show, like he said, like show kind of like semi-local shit. Connecticut, Boston.
Jersey.
We would like drive one of our parents' cars, come back the next morning tired, got like $500.
Yeah.
Yes.
We thought it was crazy. And like our teachers were showing love too. I mean, it was just all support. So
the teachers were showing love?
Yeah.
A lot of love.
Mad love.
I don't know what.
Not like too much love.
Nah.
I wish.
Were they
did you guys sell your music or was this like
at the
away
time
for free?
We wasn't selling it.
Just YouTube and just on YouTube. Like, we didn't have a SoundCloud back then or anything. So, it was just free. So
videos.
And back then, too, we didn't curse. So, like, our teachers would pull it up and play it in class.
Yeah.
Because they thought it was cool. Like, the videos were fire. People were just asking us, like, yo, how'd you do that?
You know, like, the videos, it was looking like we had a huge budget on these videos.
Right.
In reality, it was just, like, a dude with a camera who was nice. And us and our friends just, like, went around the city.
Yeah.
Not renting locations.
Yeah,
just,
no,
you know,
permits.
Shoot, run a gun. You know, so
I feel like that's like definitely like a Rex Arrow quality.
Yes,
like
yes.
Crazy.
Yeah,
you guys
we've gotten some great videos out of Ian.
Yeah, totally. And he's also responsible for 500 million views. So.
Yeah,
straight up on the road to a billion. I think is his hashtag.
Yeah, no,
viral.
Totally. Totally. So shout out to Rex Arrow.
Real shit.
We're responsible for 300. 300 million of those views, I think.
Okay.
That's a lot.
300 plus. Yeah.
And then, like, Mac Miller is, like, a couple million.
He's something in there,
well,
right.
We're 3 million.
Yeah. So you guys are doing okay.
Well, I think the video of Bumby, what's it at?
Yeah. Now?
It's at 10, 15 mil?
A light. I can't say exactly what they move so fast.
I'm trying to figure out who's funnier.
People could look
it up. Do you remember how like McDonald's used to have like an actual sort of general number where it's just like
how many burgers they sold?
And then they were just like, fuck it, 99 billion.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah. They were, like, 99 over billion served. Yeah.
Damn.
If you round up.
Yeah.
So at the end of high
billion.
School,
mm-hmm. yep.
had you guys already like committed to colleges? Was this something where?
So then that was the next chapter. We were in, you know, senior year. We both went to pretty good high schools. Our parents
went to different high schools.
Oh yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So after eighth grade, we went to different high schools. I went to school in the city. He went to school in the suburbs. And our parents definitely want us to go to college, you know. And we visited a couple schools. We visited the new school in New York.
Yep.
We were thinking about maybe going to Full Sail, Florida.
Yep. Wait, did you guys have to go, in your minds, to the same school?
Yeah.
I mean, We were. That's the game we were selling that to our parents. That was. We knew we wasn't going to school,
and that was a decision why we decided not go to college, because we were both talking like, if we didn't go to the same school, we probably wouldn't like be making music as easily. Right. And at that point, it was getting serious, so we were like, "Yo, let's just not go to college." Our parents were like, they were okay with it at the whatever. It was like,
yeah, but you still have to go through the motions, right, of meeting with like a guy,
a college dean. What was it called? The common application? What was it?
Yeah,
that. And I never even finished. Honestly, it was like,
we played the game for a while. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, let's go on a college tour this weekend. Went there.
So you visited schools?
Oh yeah, yeah, a couple schools.
New School in New York.
Uh huh. But we
Full Sail.
We weren't fucking with New School. It was like, it was way too like. Yeah. It was way too weird.
Isn't New School one of those schools that they don't have like grades? They have like tomato and like pineapple or something.
Oh, you got a pineapple this semester?
Cow.
We would be used to that, because at the Philadelphia school, it was no grades. It was check, check plus, check minus. So we were already kind of used to that.
And that school,
I mean, fourth grade is different than college.
All
but.
Teachers, even the teachers, you call it. It's all first name basis community.
Mm-hmm.
So like,
your that's why they were playing your rap videos in class.
Yeah. You know,
they were just like, no rules, whatever.
I know. Meanwhile, I went to a public school and we went to the mall for a field trip. So,
yeah. It wasn't that different.
Same,
honestly.
Yeah, same thing. But
it wasn't that different.
So you tell your parents, you know what? We're not actually going to go to school.
Yeah. And I guess we kind of flipped it like, yo, we're going to try this music shit out. We'll go back.
We'll give
soon,
it a year,
I guess. But then it was just like, you know.
Because at that point, they knew you were taking these trips. You weren't just like sneaking out and be like, oh, I'm going out tonight and I'll be back later.
Exactly.
They
wanted to do
this. They knew you were going to Connecticut.
We were in the studio doing shows. Yeah, yeah. Like, we weren't like trying to go out and party.
Well,
like,
what kind of studio were you guys going to?
We were in the Root Studio in Philly.
Yeah.
At the time, it was owned by Larry Gold. Larry Gold and Questlove started it.
Yeah. How do you get in there?
So, shout out Montez. So, Montez Roberts, best friends with Black Thought, with Tariq.
Cool.
Yeah. So, We actually were about to get signed by this label out in LA. We're not going to say who. We'll tell you guys later.
Aftermath. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is right. Yeah. Dre.
It was the Dre beat.
We got flown out senior year.
Let's just guess until they tell us, Jeff.
Yeah. We'll tell you after.
We'll tell you off the
record. And then we knew we didn't want to sign with them. We just wanted to go to LA. Like, it was dope. It was our first time there. And then he wanted to surprise us, and he booked us a session in Philly the week we got back at the studio called Larry Gold's, and it was like the nicest studio in Philly.
Best studio in Philly. So we were like, hell yeah.
Because you guys started out recording on like your computer or something? Like, what did you? Yeah.
Our Spanish teacher, Marco, dude, shout out Marco.
A MacBook, just like that. A regular MacBook, USB mic plugged into it. Simple.
On weekends.
Wherever, in the school.
Is that one of those, on like, it's like the cord is like just like 2 feet long, so you're like right next to
it's
it?
It's barely.
The difference between that and going to Larry Gold studio.
All right. Okay. We were hyped, you know? Yeah. And then what happened was, we had a session. We came in with our verses and hooks ready. It was like clockwork. Like, we were like, if we only have 4 hours, let's kill this shit.
We're going to do as much. We were ready.
Yeah.
Yes.
The engineer, Montez, took notice. There's this guy who owned it at the time, and they wanted to sign us. And then we had emailed them a week later. We'd love to come in the studio. Oh, matter of fact, the dude that owned the studio at the time, he went to the Philadelphia school when he was younger.
See?
So it was like this small world. And then we told him, look, we'd love to record. We don't really have a budget. So they let us come in there at like 11 at night until whenever we could finish up, 4 a.m. And we started just grinding it out. And then Montez just got us from the Roots Picnic and got us a Black Thought verse. It was like crazy. This was a year after high school, but crazy.
So Black really, Thought, he looked out. He looked out. And he was kind of just like a big brother mentor kind of figure. Just like putting us in weird little places we've never been before. Just like going to shows. Like going to see the Roots at Fallon. Like just weird shit.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It just worked out.
Jeff, can you tell the first time that we met Questlove?
Yeah, I mean, we were invited by OK Player to go down to the Lower East Side for an album release party, because we'd been doing videos at this point, and OK Player was like, like, it'd be cool if you guys link up with the Roots. And we're like, OK, cool. So we're thinking we're going to talk to the Roots. And we go down there, and it's a packed house.
Yep.
And Black Thought has zero interest in talking to us. He's like hitting on some girl, I think.
By the way, this is before they got on Late Night, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is still like standoffish Roots.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so Questlove is DJing for about 6 hours. And Eric and I are standing about 3 feet away because we're like, oh, we're going to talk to Questlove but also, to get him like, on our show.
Also, we're not like the people who are just like, oh, let me go interrupt Questlove's set and like say what's up and like try to. He's doing his thing, so you got to wait. And being polite, right?
And we're thinking, you know, celebrity DJ going to go on for like an hour. 6 hours. We stood there and finally at 4 a.m. he got off and we're like the only two people in the building,
by the way. I promise you everybody else had left.
And he just goes, okay, thank you. And he gets off and then we went over to him and we were like, hey, you know.
We're hip-hop sketch comedians. We'd love to have you on.
And he's like, thank God I thought you were going to kill me.
Yeah, he's like, I thought you were like, you know, hired killers and you were just waiting for me to end my set.
Damn.
And, yeah. And then he's like, here's my number and he never responded to us. But
yeah.
But it really is his email because you know those like and actually we ran into him later on down at Bonnaroo when we interviewed him.
I mean like
and we've seen him like
and now he
years.
Follows us on Twitter. Yeah, so
a,
you know right.
yeah. So Twitter, everything though. Is equal.
It's official. It's official.
It's a long con by us because we're going to murder him.
Yeah. Crazy. Y'all was hired. Little does he know. Yeah.
I know. So okay, you guys are popping. You guys are playing the Roots Picnic.
Yep.
You're getting label interest.
Yep.
Did your parents get it then? Were they like, oh, well. College, don't worry about it. We see what's happening.
They got it. Yeah.
Do they still want you to go to college?
Nah. I mean, who knows? Maybe when we're 50, we'll teach a class somewhere, but...
It was Philadelphia school.
Non-college graduates teach at college.
Definitely, like, it's our possible. Moms were more on board.
Yeah, yeah.
Our moms were more on board.
My dad was pissed.
Dad was pissed. He kind of, like, the dad wanted me to go to his college.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not happening.
Oh, to be a legacy.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotta keep start the name my own alive. Legacy.
Yeah.
You know?
So that means that your kids now have to go into music, right?
They already in the music.
Yeah, yeah.
They already in the music.
They know all the verses and they know ad libs. It's crazy.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Like a K Camp song will come on and they really know the ad libs. Like it's ridiculous.
I actually
like,
have them coming to see you guys next week.
They're about to.
They'll be here.
They're about to be
good. Oh, yeah. Good. So yeah. I guess I'm a dad now.
They're about to be four in September.
Yeah.
Oh, well, so they're young.
In the K Camp.
Yeah. Yo, they listen for everything. They don't really know what's going on.
They know not to say the curse words.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It ain't nothing to cut that bitch off.
Yeah,
it's probably much cuter as a 4-year-old though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But yeah, man.
Well, where do you fall in terms of like the kids bop versions of like rap songs?
Nah, I gotta give it to them real.
The real thing. Yeah. Okay.
The real thing.
It's the real. Is it
it's
not?
The real.
Yeah.
It's the real.
So you turn down the label.
Yeah.
You guys are like, we will stick it out on our own, or you're like, there's going to be another label that comes our way soon. Like, what's the game plan?
That wasn't the right fit. That label wasn't the right fit.
Yeah,
we weren't like opposed to the label per se, but that fit absolutely not. It was
okay.
Yeah.
And then we just kind of did our thing, but it wasn't really a conscious decision. Like, man, fuck the labels. It was just like we were still just like really kids and like young and. We're just kind of like going with the flow.
Right.
And didn't really want to have anybody else involved. Like shit was already just going organically and we didn't really want anything to change. So
were they trying to add like a Shania? Like a third person? Like they were trying to add like a Fergie to the picture?
Right.
They were pressuring us a little bit at first and you know.
I can't tell if you're serious or not. Are you?
I'm dead ass not serious.
Okay. I was like, okay.
Nah, but
yeah, man.
The funny thing is that she actually had the hottest verse on the first song we ever did.
Oh, she killed
us. She, like,
us.
Killed us straight up. Like,
killed us.
You know, Philly is, like, home of the spitter, so it was, like, Eve, and she was, like, she had this crazy flow, and, like, she killed us.
She
like,
smacked us both on a verse.
Yeah.
Wait, embarrassing.
Is Shania's last name Twain?
Nah.
Maxwell.
It's Maxwell. Shout out Shania.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just
her
like.
Her blog better post this, by the way.
Yeah.
They will.
She getting some light right now. But yeah, like the first song started to get off topic. With the first song, man, she killed the verse.
Yeah.
She was like switching up her flow. We were like, damn, we got to put her shit last.
Yeah, the bars, I forget what it was, but she had this hot ass bar.
So
I feel like somebody wrote that for it.
Where are the spots that you guys are playing in Philly at this point?
Okay, so when we were like end of senior year, we were hitting up, you know, back then like Facebook was really the way that people promoted shows. So
yes. Remember Facebook?
It would be like a Mac Miller show or something or somebody like that in or around Philly on Facebook. It would be all these kids we went to school with. Saying, yeah, I'm attending. I would just straight up inbox, like, whoever.
Really good at that. He don't give no fucks.
Yeah.
So, like, whoever was putting on the show, we would inbox them, and we would be like, look, this is the numbers we got on Facebook, this is what we got on YouTube. We'll open up the show. We don't want to get paid. Just put us in
the
bill.
Rock.
And we did a couple of those, and, like, they went really fucking well. Like, And then the first show we ever did at like a real venue in Philly was at the TLA. We opened up for the Money Making Gem Boys, which is like Black Thought and Dice Raw and those dudes. And because that was all the same studio.
Yeah.
But the first show like we did in Philly that was our own.
We did a show at the church.
Yeah, okay, so we did a show.
You performed at a church.
In the basement. It was popping. It's called
the First Unitarian Church. Unitarian. Have you heard that before?
That shit was popping.
It's kind of like, it's the same vibe as like the Shelter in Detroit.
Yeah, yeah.
It's that same kind of feel. Gotcha.
But it was like pop punk bands and like rock, and then they had hip hop. And we did a show there.
And we sold that bitch out.
Yeah, yeah, it was
dope. You sold that bitch, meaning the church.
That's right.
We sold that bitch the church out.
Okay.
Yes, but listen, it was on a Saturday, so
they
passed
the basket around and people put like, you know,
I had the basket. I had the basket.
That's what ticket sales went to.
Yeah,
it went to the church.
You guys perform and then you perform like communion with people.
Yeah, exactly. But yo, at that show,
oh yeah,
somebody pulled the fire alarm.
Oh yeah,
you know who I bet it was. Alex Hughes.
Yeah.
Nah. He wasn't even in the vicinity, but it was like 10 minutes into our set. Banger. You know, we're feeling it. And then the fire alarm starts going off. They put the lights on. They shut the sound off. Everyone has to clear out. Fire trucks outside. Our fans are climbing on the fire trucks. They wrote about it in the paper. Yeah, our fans are like these wild ass kids.
This
from
is our
Philly
first show
and
that
shit.
Got shut down. We had a second one. That got shut down. Yeah. It was even worse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We were making headlines. So we had a show at, there's a venue in Philly called Union Transfer.
Yeah, yeah.
1,200 people venue. Again, sold that bitch out.
Yeah.
So it was like sick, like kids were catching school buses from the suburbs.
Yeah, yeah.
To come down to the
party
show.
Buses and shit.
What, like hijacking them?
Nah, just like.
Yo, you guys have crazy pants.
It'll be like, it's like parents.
You know when like you go to Atlantic City and shit when you're
it
younger
was just like,
and you rent like a party bus or something?
Yeah.
It was just a good time.
In theory, but yeah. We did not
it
go to Atlantic City.
It was spring break. Like it was in high school, like spring break. Kids were in high school and stuff. Parents are just like, there's a bunch of kids going down to the show. Let's rent a bus driver. Get all the kids down there safe.
It was sure.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
They show up drunk.
Everybody shows up drunk. Girl outside, bust her head open, damn near died. Shut the show down.
Mad like, cool. Cop cars.
Yeah.
Yo, so, shouts to her.
Yeah.
I don't
your
know what she's doing.
At a party.
Yeah.
But it was like, honestly, 10 cop cars. Our parents were outside about to come in. We texted them like, yo, it's not happening. And so we started to get some street cred. People thought it was like some real hardcore hip hop shit going on.
I think that your fans should make it a thing. And every time that you guys perform, someone pulls a fire alarm. How awesome would that be?
Yeah.
At the end of the set, though.
Man.
Yeah, yeah. It seems like a bad idea,
that
but whatever.
That shit was like, that hit home, bro. Like, when they pulled the fire alarm on our set, we're like, that's like y'all doing a podcast or something. Someone comes in, just unplugs that shit. Done.
And listen, we know who it is. We know who did it.
You but know I'm who not, did it?
I can't well, we say it right now. We have an idea.
Some hating ass.
Oh, for real?
Straight up.
Yeah.
People paid to go to your show to pull the alarm.
They might have been backstage.
Your fans backstage.
They might have been just with somebody.
Yeah, it was somebody
that been
somebody hating. We have ideas. I narrowed it down to 3 people.
wait, do like a sort of dating game like
know,
description
exactly
of these people.
Yeah.
haters.
Yeah. One is Mac Miller.
Yeah. Wait. How did you narrow it down to 3 people?
Because okay, so
we watched
Fire Alarm. The fire alarm was backstage. When I was pulled, that was backstage. That's number one.
Oh, because you can see it pulled down. Actually, no, you should have narrowed it down to whoever had the ink that sprayed onto them.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's a myth or
it
something.
It was backstage.
Isn't that when you rob a bank?
Well, no.
They put it on the money.
That's when the ink explodes on you.
Oh,
but
yeah.
If you pull a fire alarm,
it will.
Yeah.
You're right.
That's
you're
true.
You're smart.
Eric's been pulling a lot of fire alarms.
I've been watching a lot of Law & Order, like you said.
He's like cleaning the ink off his shit right now.
That's right.
But yeah. The one I was pulled was backstage, mm-hmm. So that narrows it down.
I'm sorry, how many songs into...
Five
songs.
This
five
feels like
songs.
A murder mystery.
I know.
This is like Clue. Awesome.
We should have turned
like
it into like a Netflix
set
series.
Was
yeah,
like the
exactly.
Set was like right here. Yeah. Like it was perfect. And
damn.
Then like,
wait,
we
so
tried to,
when it was backstage, two, what
two,
were the other things?
We knew who was backstage.
Yeah.
And we
and
knew
like
it wasn't our guys.
Yeah,
why
exactly.
Would they do that?
Yeah, I was going to say, why are you guys allowing haters into your area backstage?
They might have been part of the show somehow. You know what I mean?
You guys were backstage.
we were on stage at the time.
Yes. Were you?
Listen,
yeah.
And we're rolling out. You create a vibe and like, you know, a mystique to your shows by pulling the alarm yourself. Yeah.
This
yeah.
Can definitely be a nice little Law & Order package.
Dun, dun.
Yeah.
Bitches twerking shit.
Wow. So okay. So you've had two shows that have been shut down. What else is the is a show like you guys put on like? Like what can people expect?
We definitely like to rage, you know, not like we're I'm not gonna front. It's not Travis Scott.
I was just gonna say, people aren't gonna pull chairs out of the ground and like
No. It's not many times where it's a mosh pit, right. but we like to rage. We have a drummer and we're real like rock influenced. I mean, not necessarily like musically, but just like vibe wise, like Pharrell and NERD, and so we wanted to add that element. So I mean, we go hard. We sweat like ridiculously crazy.
Yeah.
But it's just a fun, good time. And like we like to try to keep the vibe, you know, ups and downs. And like,
when's the first moment that you guys noticed everyone in the audience singing along to what you guys are also rapping?
Probably the first TLA show.
Yeah, like TLA, that was like and shit. Yeah, that was his birthday.
Was the song January 14th. Happy birthday song?
They knew all the words.
We sing happy birthday.
Happy so much.
They knew the words to that. They definitely knew the words.
Yeah. And, that was definitely the first show. We were just like crying. It was overwhelmed.
Well, how far into like your post high school career is that?
That was so my birthday's in January. Whatever. We graduate in June.
Capricorn season.
Yeah. Straight up.
The following January.
You're gonna know better than I do. By the way. Okay.
I'm Aquarius, but I don't know what that stuff means. So
it doesn't mean anything.
Are you guys into science?
No, not really.
No, but.
I'm not neither.
Yeah. Eric's seeing a girl who is very into it.
She is very into it.
Most of them are.
Yeah.
Most girls are into signs?
Yes.
Oh, that's why you ask. Gotcha. Yes. Yeah.
Yes. What's your sign?
What's your sign?
Some OG
shit. I'm a Sagittarius, and I don't know like really like what that makes me, but I am.
I'm a Leo, and I'm compatible with everybody.
Sounds like a fucking sign.
You just
I know, yeah. It's all about the stars, guys.
I'm
yours
a Leo.
Again?
I'm an Aquarius, and I don't deal well
with fire alarms. Yeah. So it's January, yeah. And so in the like the previous 6 months, people have like learned all the words, and
so then we put out this video called "Hold It Down," and that shit went crazy, and that was a song that I think we ended the set with, and that show was like the first time it was like. You know, we got a booking agent at that point. Shout out to new agency, Matt Adler. He was our first agent. We did that. We called each other before the show. We heard it was close to sellout. We were like,
all right, this shit might be something.
Yeah, yeah. It was crazy. I wore my brand new North Face jacket and shit. I thought I was fired.
No, like, that's why you were sweating.
it was a big deal to us because it's like even like a little detail about TLA. Like our manager at the time hit us up. He's like, yo, bro. They're going to open up the upstairs balcony. So that means we sold a lot of fucking tickets.
Yeah, that's dope.
So, like, if cap's 1,000, the bottom is probably 800. So we already had, like, 800 tickets sold, like, a couple days before the show. And then, like, we're going to open up the balcony. So, like, this is about to be popping.
Yeah. Yes. Is your family there? Your guys' family's there?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Deep.
Were they in the green room?
They were.
I know.
How interesting.
Yeah.
Law and Order episode 2.
Yeah.
And you said you played Hold It Down, which seems like holding it down the fire alarm.
He trying to connect the dots, man.
Yeah.
Somebody, mom, did that.
No.
Yeah, our family came through, and it was just cool for them to see. I mean,
I bet.
It's like all our friends from school that we went to school with back in the day, some came out and family.
Some
and
haters. Yeah.
Definitely.
It wasn't many haters.
Was Marco in the building?
He was not at that first show. He's been a show since, and he's like our biggest supporter because he remembers when we were these fat little chubby 14-year-olds like recording on Sundays in the basement of our school, and he has pictures of us in his office and shit. So he's like the man, bro.
And what was the first piece of press that you guys did where you're like pictures out there and it's a whole article about you guys?
It might have been.
It wasn't when the girl cracked her head, right?
Well, no. Yeah. That was a little later, but.
Lucian Twist cracked girl's skull.
So,
at one time.
Good Music All Day was the first blog that ever posted our shit.
Yeah.
Back when, like, you know, if we got on there, like, our plays literally, like, it just wasn't. It did what it's supposed to do. Like, that shit got us. Fans like these blogs. Yeah. Good Music All Day. Ill Roots is one of the first ones.
Yep.
Shout out to Ill Roots.
Shout out to Mike Wax.
Yeah, All Day. Peyton. Guys. And but the first time it was like press like that. I mean, the year after you graduated, they made you know how high schools make like a book they send home to the parents that show like diversity and like they try to show off. they put us in there because I was like a cool thing. Like, it's not many rappers coming out of my high school. So. Right.
We were like both the stars out of our separate high schools.
Yeah.
So like that was pretty cool.
Did you guys play each other in sports like your high schools?
We weren't in the same like district of sports.
Gotcha. So you ever seen like the movie Mean Girls before?
Yes.
Yes.
My school was that like typical suburbs, big white, suburb, white chicks high school.
Yeah.
Someone got I was hit the by cool a bus. Black kid. I was just a cool black kid that rap.
Yeah.
Chilling. Prom king.
Oh, yeah. And you must
prom
have been
king. We performed at the prom. Yes. We dead ass did. Yeah. Yeah.
That's dope.
We performed at our homecoming. Yeah, our homecoming.
Yeah.
Really?
You got the crown and then we jumped on stage. Yeah,
Wait, they really put a crown on your head?
Yes.
Straight up.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Eric, he's a king, damn it.
Wait, I know. Wait, what happened to the girl who was the prom queen?
Random chick.
Oh, so it wasn't like you guys like went together.
No, it's like when in high school, vote. Yeah. So,
I should say our high school did not have prom king and queen. I don't know why.
Y'all didn't?
No.
Y'all missed out.
But you want to know what? You want to know what? Fuck it. I'm prom king.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Just take that crown yourself. You got to crown yourself.
You got to crown yourself. Yeah.
That's like when T.I. was like, I'm the king of the South. And it's like, well, no one had that before.
Yeah,
but
I'm prom king of the North.
King of the North.
King of the North.
King of the North.
Yeah. So we just started watching Game of Thrones. Oh, we were bullied into watching it, but we're four.
What season are you on?
Four seasons in.
It's been a week.
And steamrolling through them.
Y'all going through fast.
Yeah. Moving fast. A couple months ago, people were trying to convince me, and we got on from tour. And honestly, I watched all season in like a week.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Like, we're not sci-fi guys. We're not fantasy guys.
That's what I thought. I was like, dragons. I'm not into that shit.
I'm still not with the dragons. Just be clear. Still not dragon fans.
The dragons get better.
Do they?
They really
do. Eric, they grow up.
Yeah.
But they that get being said, yo, like, spoiler alert. Yeah, I almost didn't want to like say that we were watching it only because people are so... like crazy about spoilers,
right?
And like I never so really crazy. Got spoiler culture until or like people getting mad about spoilers. I was like, fuck it, like you have to watch it when it comes out.
Yeah.
But now that I actually care about it, I'm just like, if anybody says anything to me about Game of Thrones, I'm gonna be like,
it's real difficult, especially like if you're on
trending
if you're
topics,
on Twitter,
man.
Right?
Like, yeah, the episodes like for any show.
There's two things that I know for sure. One of them we already went through.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
I won't even say anything more than that.
No, we can say Red Wedding.
Winter? Oh man.
Yeah. So the Red Wedding,
Red Wedding
then,
fucked me up.
And
bro.
Then I know that we can say it. Spoiler alert. As far as I know,
I'm like,
no. Oh, fine. I won't.
Just
yeah,
be
won't
vague
ruin,
about
won't
it.
Ruin
no.
Anything. Something happens to a character. There you go.
Character.
Oh, you happy?
Somebody dies.
Well, yes.
Everybody.
Yeah, thank you. I said everyone's eventually gonna die.
Don't give too much away.
Somebody dies.
Yo, these dragons.
I don't know.
Might die.
I don't feel like somebody dies is like a spoiler.
Right.
We've seen some gruesome things.
Like
already.
Literally every minor character and some major characters speak the wrong words, and you will get touched.
That's right.
That's what Mobb Deep said.
So
that's
you
some
were
rap shit.
You were
touched.
You were
prom
king
and homecoming king.
Yeah,
and
both.
Homecoming king. Those are different things.
Yeah.
Damn.
We didn't have any of that. I was homecoming king.
Yeah.
You were?
No, Jeff decided it. Right, exactly.
That's sick.
Yeah, so,
both
all right.
Though, yeah.
So, but you guys performed at homecoming?
Yeah,
at homecoming.
Yeah.
As seniors?
And we all wore.
As seniors.
Us and our whole squad, we had 10 deep Letterman jackets. And
we came in like a gang.
Yeah, it was hot. It was a 10 deep. It was like the Wildcat collection, and they were black, and they had whatever, the three X's in the front,
right.
White, and they had like this Wildcat in the back. And we were like a fucking
and like,
motorcycle
you know, like,
gang.
At homecoming, everybody has like their suit. Girls have on dresses.
And
we came in black jeans, freaking Letterman jackets. Us and like 12 of our boys.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
You guys look like
never
hypebeast.
Seen nothing like it.
Yeah. No, but then 10 Deep, then 10 Deep had us for a collection. Like we were, I guess, modeling a collection. Mm-hmm. So then because we wore the jackets so much, and the dude Scott hit us up, and he was like, "Yo,
you bought the jackets first,
straight
and
up,
and
full
10
price."
Deep was like, "You supported us, we'll support you."
Our homie Bongo Boy hooked it up.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So Matt, he was emailing us. He's like, "Yo, I'm gonna send this video that you're wearing the jackets to Scott. Let's see what can happen." So we still rock 10 Deep, but we used to rock that shit like religiously.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, did they give you free stuff afterwards?
Yeah, they did.
Better
they did.
Have.
Yeah, they did. Better.
You guys walked around like a fucking
squad.
Yeah.
Squad
deep. 10 deep.
All of you guys.
Yeah.
Wait, did you have, there were 10 members of you?
It was maybe 8 or 9, but a couple
hordes.
People. Basically.
It was like 12 people, but probably like 7 or 8 in jackets.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that sucks for the other four two.
Or five who didn't, you know.
I think we would all, like, swap, too. Like, I don't think we had the jackets at the time, and our boys were like, we're about to go on stage, and they gave them to us.
You got to sacrifice for the chosen ones.
You
got to sacrifice.
Shout out to all your friends, by the way. Like,
shout out to all our friends.
The chosen ones. You guys are the kings.
At that show, Anthony came with us. Anthony Campuzano. He'll be listening when this
comes
out.
He wished
he could be here, but he hurt his knee playing basketball a couple weeks ago.
Huh. Well, it's all right for him to get hurt in basketball, but for Alan Hughes, not so much.
Yeah.
I see.
Y'all love going back to that.
Listen. He would have been here.
Alan Hughes is going to be on this podcast.
Alex.
You should have him up here.
Alex Hughes.
Yeah, you should get him up here.
No, but just to Alan Hughes.
Yeah.
Alan Hughes.
I think Alan Hughes might be like one of the directors from the Hughes brothers. So.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Somehow.
They got a good ring to it, too.
Alex, not John Hughes. Like, there's a brother duo, the Hughes brothers, who directed major motion pictures as well. Anyway,
shout out to John Hughes, though.
Yeah, shout out to John Hughes.
Shout out to the
Hughes
family. All of them.
Anybody with the last name Hughes, what's up?
Yeah.
But then, it was like.
Shout out to the Hughes Corporation.
Yeah. They write the checks for y'all or something?
No. Yeah,
Hughes checks. Grant.
So, okay.
Anybody? Hugh Grant.
It's crazy.
So touring is taking you guys. Yeah. Hugh Douglas. Shout out to the Eagles. Oh, are you guys huge Eagles fans?
Hughes Eagles fans.
Yeah.
Hold up.
Moosh is a... Say it.
Oh, I'm Cowboys?
I'm a diehard Cowboys fan. Thank you very
America's
much.
America's team.
What?
Goes back in his
family. E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles.
Eagles.
Listen, I don't hate the Eagles.
King of the North.
You're a Cowboys fan?
Listen, from the day I was born, I've been Cowboys fan. Like, my grandfather and my dad...
Yeah.
Oh, it's a legacy.
It's a legacy.
Yeah.
He didn't go to the same college, so he had to at least rep the Saints.
Your kids will be Cowboys fans.
Yes.
Are Cowboys fans.
Yes.
How do you walk around your own city?
With pride.
We had Charlemagne on the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the guy.
And he's
the god, actually.
Yeah. He was in Philly, and the radio station tried to make him wear Eagles colors.
Right. He loves the Cowboys, too.
And he said, screw that. I'm a born and bred Cowboys fan. I will never.
It's a rivalry thing.
Wear green.
Leon Lett. Talk about it.
I don't know if I can't speak on stuff I'm not really familiar with.
Okay, so I can't. So where is touring taking you guys that you never thought you would go to?
Paris, London, Toronto.
Whoa.
Like the straight west.
You guys got stamps.
A little bit. We're trying to get there.
We got some stamps.
We went on tour in Canada and British Columbia, like all the way west, as far as shit away from Philly as possible.
Yeah. What's that, like Vancouver out there?
It was even above Vancouver.
Calgary.
Yeah.
Edmonton.
It was like this rich-ass like oil town.
Yeah.
It's like this big town, and like all these, I'm assuming guys, maybe women, you know, we're not sexist, but I'm assuming all these people came to the town, and they, I guess, whatever you do, dug oil or...
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Found oil.
You sound like an oil expert.
And like, supposedly the town was like hella rich because there's all these... Whatever, oil miners.
Yeah, sure.
And
by the way, you sound like somebody who's you're like, oh, Edmonton Oilers.
That's right.
Oil town.
That makes sense.
We're going.
And I think we bumped up our merch prices that night by a lot. Like,
you just knew that there were a lot of oil barons.
We were on tour with this group.
Down Webster.
And they were Toronto. Really big over there. And they were like, dude. This is all about money right tonight.
The kids got money.
They're coming to spend money tonight. Whatever y'all have, I don't care if y'all selling y'all clothes off y'all back. Tonight is the night.
Yeah. We sold tees for like $45. Hoodies were like 80 or some shit.
Oh, my God.
Double pricing.
They copped up. We didn't have much merch back then. We had
one shirt, like
you
one
had 10 deep hoodies.
Yo, you guys.
I was selling my personal belongings.
You should have.
Yes.
Dubai of the North.
That's right.
Yes.
We got to get to Dubai. Yeah.
But we do.
We can't
can y'all help out with that?
Yes. Yeah. All of our Dubai listeners.
Yeah. You can definitely get that. All you have to do is just put booking info in your Instagram thing and just get flown out there.
Yeah. You'll never leave Dubai. But
never leave.
Yeah.
Yo, y'all heard about that story of Esco?
Of course.
See, I didn't know this, but Future called his mixtape 56 Nights because Esco got locked up in Dubai for 56 nights. He was in jail.
Yeah.
Like, he was going to be in jail for, like, years. And then they reached out somehow, and they came through, and they were like, all right, you're good. You can go home.
After he befriended a guard.
Yeah, right. He befriended a guard, and they got cool. And then they were like, all right, you're not so bad. But I didn't know that.
By the way,
That's crazy.
Yeah,
it's all crazy.
He's full of energy and like seemingly like the happiest person a cool dude, when he like dances around. But can you imagine like how draining that is and like what it takes out of you to be stuck
but also,
in
like, it
a
wasn't
foreign
even,
jail?
Like, okay, so he got caught carrying drugs right. for people who were allegedly in Future's camp.
Right.
But like they weren't even his, and so like that's the like. There's a lot of awful things about this, but yes. It's like it's not even his stuff.
Yeah, like I would imagine he doesn't really have a record. He doesn't seem like that type of dude.
No, but like I mean, also after getting out of that situation, I think like I would be the happiest person on the
right, right.
Yeah. You just never go back to Dubai.
Oh, of course not.
Yeah, true, true.
What are you gonna try your luck?
Gotten
like?
Yeah. Like, the rest of his life.
Yeah,
because
like a week
prison.
Before he got out, his lawyer called him and was like, "Yo, there's nothing we could do. You're gonna be in here for like 2 years." So he was like accepted it. Who knows what was going through his head? But then they came out and they made like the hottest mixtapes ever, and
yeah.
Future was
right.
like out of here. So it kind of worked out.
It worked
better.
Out, man.
Maybe we should just go to jail, then come out and
so you
locked up, had a year of our lives. After
I don't
that.
Think that's a causation sort of thing. Where it's right. like, oh, if I go to jail, then
if you pull enough fire alarms, you guys will get locked up.
Isn't that like an that's Entourage storyline where it's like, what's his face got shot, and it's like, okay, like or shoot me, and then like my mixtape will be hot.
A turtle or something.
Well,
yeah,
I mean,
or Saigon.
I mean, that was always the thing when Gravy got shot outside of Hot 97.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you know,
then
so
he got hot.
Yeah, well, he got hot playing Biggie in the Biggie movie. That was the extent of it. Okay, so you guys.
So our favorite spots in Europe were probably Paris, London, Amsterdam.
Oh, Amsterdam. Jesus Christ.
It was just like...
What's great about Amsterdam? And I don't mean that like, what's great about Amsterdam,
well,
but like, what's great about
you
Amsterdam?
You know, like, whatever. Our squad smokes a little bit, but we're not like crazy potheads. I mean, our tour manager kind of is.
I thought you guys were going to be like, it's the bikes.
Yeah, love bikes.
I mean, and the coolest part,
are you guys like adventurous eaters? Or are you sort of just like, eh.
I'm
or
not,
do you stick
I'm
a, to mushrooms?
I'm allergic to mad food. Dairy, nuts, seafood,
oh.
strawberries. So I am like probably the opposite of an adventurous eater.
Yeah, what can you eat?
I mean, like, I stick to chicken and turkey and fruits and veggies.
Yeah,
and
I was gonna say salad.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So like when we were over there, I didn't barely eat shit.
Oh yeah. Over there it was pretty bad. And the food, we weren't vibing with the food
yeah,
at all. So like if we saw like a Pizza Hut, a Chipotle, it was heaven.
Yeah.
We just and we were both like deadly sick over there.
Yeah, we got sick as hell.
The first time we had to cancel the show.
Was it Chipotle?
It was the winter time and it was
like
really
flu,
cold.
Like stomach bugs.
Winter
like,
was coming.
I legit thought I was
winter
like,
yeah.
Winter was coming for like three seasons.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It was just bad.
Yeah.
Did you were you always allergic to all those foods, or were these things that developed over time?
Yeah. So when I was a baby, I think my mom tried to feed me like real food for the first time, like baby yogurt, whatever.
Yes,
Gerber's.
Yeah.
Shout out Gerber's.
Yes.
And
Gerber baby.
Whatever. It was like some yogurt or something. It had milk in it, and I started like dying. Like I was this little baby, and I was all red. And like they took me to the pediatrician at the time because you don't even like go to hospitals, I think, when they're that young.
Uh-huh,
when,
right.
when I was that young, and then they did all these tests, and they found that I was like allergic to all that shit.
Oh.
And then when I was younger, I never really had like accidents happen. But then ever since we started touring and we eat restaurants and get food catering and shit, man, I've been in the hospital so much in
yeah.
the past 4 years.
Really?
Like,
this
yeah,
dude
almost died.
Keeps me on
what?
Edge. Like, yo, he almost died
at the House
LA.
Of Blues in L.A. We
in the same
tour.
Hospital where Biggie Smalls died.
Yeah, straight
no
up.
Bullshit.
What?
That's a Kanye line.
Yeah, it is
yeah,
a Kanye.
Yeah.
Wait, so at House of Blues,
okay,
which
so,
also House of Blues is no longer there, so
right,
R.I.P.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, that
was crazy. Like,
so you guys played there, and what happened?
It was catering beforehand, whatever, for all the acts upstairs, and they had food, and we had double-checked with the chef, like, beforehand, like, looked her in the face, like, she's like, oh, I'm a mom, too, I get it, I got you.
Yeah, yeah.
So
and
I'm, like,
what usually happens is, like, there's food for all of us, and then Twizzy, his food would be separate.
Right.
Because we, whatever.
Yeah,
yes.
you.
Whatever. Whatever's yeah. clever at the time.
Yeah.
Right.
And somehow, I guess it was some kind of cross-contamination.
Yeah, spoons got touched.
Something happened.
And we think it was probably some dish that had, like, peanuts in there. And we were,
it
like...
It had to be nuts.
Maybe
nuts is the worst.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We were, like...
The worst out of all the allergies.
We were 3-4 songs away from finishing our set. And, like, I'm starting to get itchy. I'm starting to, like, feel a little weird. Like, at first, it's itchy and red and swollen. And then it goes into anaphylactic shock. Like, I can't breathe. So, like, whatever. The set was going. I'm, like...
Whatever.
No, okay. So whatever. I'm sweaty. So, I'm, like, I don't know if it's just... I'm itching my nuts and my ears and, like... Everything's starting to itch, and I'm like, I think I turned to you, and I'm like,
will he give me that look?
Do you have an EpiPen?
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Is it the look it's of, a like, look. A pale person? Like,
I'm like, yo.
Like this, bro.
I'm like, something's not right. It's the look.
You have a signal when you're going to die. Gotcha.
Yeah, he just knows. I know. He knows. It's happened too many times.
Yeah, and the way his face swells up.
Yeah, it was bad.
Like, you
Isn't that the sign?
Yeah. It's crazy.
So what do you do? You're like, well.
Well, we ran off.
That's our time.
We ran off stage. It was like, I think I'm trying to make it to the last song. I think you did my verse in this high.
Like, so we're doing our song this high, and like Twizzy like dips. Like I see this happening. So I'm like, damn, he dips. So like I do one verse, a hook.
End the song early.
End it. Thanks. And I go upstairs. He's like going in and out of like life.
Yeah, like
the worst. Allergic reaction I've ever seen in my life.
We couldn't. It was it was the worst. We couldn't find my EpiPen.
Well, I was just gonna ask.
Okay, so I always keep an EpiPen on deck.
I would hope
shit,
so.
You know, but we couldn't find it.
Terrible.
We don't have a manager still, but we didn't have a tour manager or a manager at the time. So we were like, people were scrambling trying to help out. It wasn't our tour; we were opening.
Yeah.
So then,
if there was one other person you could blame, and that person is in the room, maybe sitting at this table, and it's not Jeff or myself, who would it be?
maybe Shania. I don't know. Yeah. No. So then we run upstairs. We get the EpiPen. We do it. It's a commotion because it's House of Blues. The headliner's about to go on.
Also because you're almost dying.
Right. We're almost dying. This is a crazy part. So y'all remember Saved by the Bell, right? The show?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So Mr. Spelding is friends with Mod's son in real life. The actor that plays Mr. Spelding. I don't know
Belding.
If you got...
Belding.
Mr. Belding.
My bad. I'm mixing some shit up. Spelman University. Yeah. Okay, Mr. Belding.
Yeah.
So he's friends with Mod's son. He like hosted a mixtape or something.
Yeah. He literally defused the situation. Yeah.
He started screaming. He said, "Everybody, clear out. He needs space."
Mr. Belding.
It's artists up there like Gnomzo was up there. DY, Mod's son, like Hoodie Allen. It was like all these. Team Mills was up there.
All these people doing nothing, by the way.
And Mr. Belding.
And he's like, and he riles up the troops, clears everyone out. Whatever. I woke up at the hospital. They had to cut my favorite shirt off. I was pissed. It was like a Prohibit shirt.
Wait, hold
up.
Oh, yeah. You're alive.
Yeah.
How about that?
The worst part about this is you lost
your
shirt.
Yeah, he wake up asking about his shirt. I'm like, bro.
Mr. Belding saved your life.
Yo, I was literally like in the ambulance on the phone with my mom. I think he's going to die. Like,
yo.
Crying.
Like, oh, I thought you were going to be like, yo, mom, you'll never guess who I met at the show.
Yeah.
Mr. Belding.
That was probably like one of the craziest tour experiences.
Yeah, I would say so.
How do you top that?
The craziest.
Okay, let's go over it. Pulling fire alarms,
a girl cracked her head
right open, and
uh-huh. And Twist almost died.
Right, yeah. That's,
yeah.
Those are
but got saved by Mr. Belding.
Those are some highlights. Those are some highlights.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to this week's episode of Waste of Time with It's the Real Jeff. If people want to experience more episodes just like this one, where can they go?
You can go to fullscreen.com/itsthereal. You can check out all of our episodes a week early and actually watch them instead of just listening to them.
Yeah.
You can also go to soundcloud.com/awasteoftime or go to iTunes, A Waste of Time with It's the Real.
Yes.
We are very easy to find. We are everywhere on the internet.
Twitter.com/itsthereal, Instagram, It's the Real, Facebook, It's the Real. On Snapchat, though,
It's the Real was taken. So, It's the Real, Eric, and It's the Real. And you can see all of our Want to Get Rich, I'll Show You How content. Also, like, you know, this podcast is not going to grow unless we have you guys tell a friend.
Yeah, so please tell everybody you know about A Waste of Time with It's the Real. Jeff, who do you want to tell?
I want to tell a very reliable SoundCloud commenter.
A word?
To tell all his friends. I'm sure he's doing it anyway, but his name is Lewis KMDG427. I think I'm remembering that right. It's off the top of my head.
Okay. If not, whoever that is, like, shout out to them.
Yeah.
Lewis.
Well, it's spelled with a Z, so okay.
Louise.
Oh.
Shout out to Louise.
Yeah.
I would like to tell our good friends, Alex and Shamira, a.k.a. the Bald God and the Bald Goddess, go tell everybody you know, guys. Congratulations to you guys on your expectant arrival.
Yeah, the Bald Heiress.
That's right. And thanks for having us over for the baby shower. That was a lot of fun. Everyone should go tell a friend about It's the Real. Tell a friend about A Waste of Time with It's the Real. Tell everyone to go to the Dream Hotel and get a good experience over there.
And honestly, guys, if you want to get rich, we will show you how.
You want to do this again next week?
Yeah, maybe after.